Rand Howard. February 23, 1912. Typed. Dr. Howard Rand, Glendale Sanitarium, Glendale, California. My dear brother, when I asked you to call upon me before you left St. Helena, it was not to bring any further burden upon you, but I wished your counsel as a physician concerning a pain that has become troublesome. This has afflicted me now for several months. Years ago, when this same pain was causing me distress, my husband thought of taking me to consult a specialist in Philadelphia. Then, in the night season, when I was in great suffering, a light passed through my room, a hand was laid upon my shoulder, and the words were spoken, "Walk by faith, be not troubled, be thou whole." I was instantly relieved, and my soul was filled with gladness. For many years I rejoiced in freedom from this difficulty, and I thanked the Lord for this deliverance. Recently this pain has returned. I have suffered considerably, and hoped that you might be able to do something to relieve it. But I have committed the case to the great physician, and will not trouble you further with my perplexities. The Lord is the great physician and my helper. I will cast my soul upon him. I will trust in the Lord at all times, and he will give relief as he sees best. My brother, I counsel you to connect yourself closely with the great physician. If you will put your trust in him, as you have done in the past, he will not permit your judgment to become confused. Let not false impressions be made upon your mind. The Lord has strengthened you in the past and given you his keeping power and his wisdom, and he will continue to impart his righteousness if you will look to him. You need help from God that you may not fail nor be discouraged. You need those connected with you in labor who have a close union with heaven, that the help they render may be intelligent and sanctified in its character. The Lord has guided you. He has greatly blessed you, and he would have you continue to walk in the light. While he leads and guides you, you are safe. I'm charged with this message for you. Let not your heart be drawn away by any representations that may come to you through your brother. If you have found relief in a change of location, I am glad, but let not false impressions be made upon your mind. Be of good courage in the Lord. I pray that he will bless and sustain you. My brother and sister, you have a sacred work to do in the training of your children. While they are young, their hearts and minds are most susceptible to right impressions. Teach your children the only true and right way. Teach them line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Teach them that they have an individual part to act and a Christian experience to gain even in their childhood. Angels hear the words that are spoken in the home. Therefore, never scold. But let the influence of your words be such that it will ascend to heaven as fragrant incense. By the example that the older members of the family set before the little ones, they are to be taught to delight in the service of God. Present these truths before the church members, that fathers and mothers may become co-workers with Christ in training their children for God. The children are precious in the sight of heaven. They have been bought at an infinite cost, even the life of the Son of God. Oh, that our people might arouse for the time that is still left to us to follow fully the example of him who came from heaven to give to men an example of purity and righteousness. It is the privilege of fathers and mothers and children to be overcomers daily. They may gain most precious victories through the all-powerful name of Jesus. Through a living faith in this name, they may become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ to an immortal inheritance. Let these truths be emphasized in the home and in the church, that through gaining a knowledge of their high privileges, the children and youth may learn to appreciate the grace through which they may be conquerors. It is their privilege to be partakers with Christ of his glory. There is a daily work to be done in the home if our children and youth are to be fitted for the companionship of those who will be welcomed to the city of God. We have no time to trifle away. We cannot afford to be careless or thoughtless. Every moment should be wisely used in educating kindly, prayerfully, diligently the children and youth placed in our care. I am desirous of hearing from you concerning yourself and your work. I have a deep interest in you and your family. Please write to me.